Obviously, I think Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. He's somebody I've come to admire. I think he's the GOAT, the GOATUS, the POTUS, obviously the POTUS president of the United States. I call him the GOATUS because he is the greatest president of all time. And I think we should acknowledge this, obviously. If you don't think that Joe Biden is number one, I don't know what's wrong with you, dude. Like, what is wrong with you? I think would be the most valid question anybody could ever ask is, what did Joe Biden ever do to you? You tell me. What did JB ever do to you? I think he's the greatest. I think Biden is would I want Biden to be president every term? Obviously, I would, but that's not the reality. So I realized that I think we need Hunter Biden. So we need Joe Biden for 2024, obviously. 2024 to 28. But what we really are looking for is Hunter Biden 2028. Really want to see Hunter Biden take the throne. Has Joe Biden been good for America? I think so. I think he's the greatest. He's the GOATUS. Yeah, but like I said, do I think about Joe Biden a lot? Yeah. And a lot of it's raunchy X-rated material, and like it's sexual. There's sexual fantasies that I have when I think of Joe Biden, and it's weird. Do I want the GOATUS? Do I want him to be president again? Yes, obviously. But Hunter Biden 2028, I think, is a campaign we could all get behind. Really trying to move this horse along to get Hunter Biden as our president in 2028. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people on board with this. I'm down, totally, totally down with this. So what do you guys think? I know there's a lot of people who are probably going to say, yeah, it's a great idea. Don't know how we'll implement it, but we'll figure it out, you know. But I hope you guys appreciate what Joe Biden brings to the table. Give me one moment. I'm going to remove my... Sorry about that. Technical difficulties, folks. Technical difficulties, but I'm back. I'm back. But Hunter Biden for president 2028, I think, is a message people can get down behind. He really is the best. If he... hey, do you want to get on this shit show? Hold on, I'm going to invite you. Been waiting for you to get on, my man. Here we go. So the link isn't going to work in the chat or whatever, but what you can do is like, you can do like StreamYard.com and then /, just type in the letters and the numbers manually. It's frustrating. But, you know, I'm Hunter Biden 2028, man. Make America addicted again to bad things, you know? It's kind of the goal. Well, try to get Tim Smith on real quick. This isn't going to be a very long stream, by the way. It's going to be kind of a probably like 15 minutes. So, Tim, if you do feel like piping in, getting in here real quick, I'm always down for a Tim Smith booty call. So I know that a lot of people probably thinking like, hey, you know, what's this cool dude doing on YouTube Shorts talking about the greatest? I think he is honestly Hunter Biden as far as like children go. I think he's a model citizen. I think he's is this Hunter Biden? Are you Hunter Biden?
Hunter, I'm a vegan.
Oh, shit.
I'm vegan Biden.
Tim, what up, my man?
Woo!
I'm finally doing vertical live videos. I think you were on my last one earlier when I was on my phone. But this time I'm on the computer doing the verticals, so I'm freaking out here. It's cool.
I'm such a fan of Dark Biden. I got this new Dark Biden-themed beer.
No way. They
33 acres of darkness.
Oh my god, dude! If I saw a Joe Biden beer, I would definitely buy it. I'd probably have—I don't know what it would have in there, but it probably wouldn't be good for me. But
it should have Bud Light should do one with Biden dressed in drag.
That'd be hot. I'd be okay with that. So right now, I've got no shirt on. I got my tits hanging out, and just pretty much got these shades on. I don't know why. But I decided to do this stream telling everybody on YouTube Shorts that Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. Hunter Biden 2028, because obviously Joe Biden cannot do it forever. So Hunter Biden needs to take over the throne in 2028 and never let it go.
Hunter Biden, yeah, that's just – or you know what? They can just – here's what they do. You take Hunter's laptop, you put it on the desk in the Oval Office, you just plug an HDMI cable into it, and the laptop runs the country. And the entire country runs on Hunter's laptop algorithm.
Dude, I like it. I'm all about it, man.
You hook up everything to it, the nuclear weapons, the tax rate, the interest rate, the
– See this and laptop?
And all you do is just leave it turned on.
See this laptop?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who it belongs to, but I think you already know.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding. Dude, I would pay money. Well, I wouldn't pay, like, a lot of money, but I would pay money to – actually, I don't know if I'd want to see what's on that laptop, but probably I'd be implicated in lots of –
Well, they released everything on the Hunter laptop pretty much. You can check it all out, but it got
Where? I don't know.
There's, like, a whole website.
Oh, seriously? Holy shit.
Yeah, it all leaked. It all leaked during the campaign, and the media denied it, that it was real. But it was all out there.
Oh, it's so just crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But no, yeah, I just let his laptop run it as the AI algorithm.
No, I'm pretty stoked, man. I dual booted Linux onto this bad boy because it's an older laptop, so... It still uses Windows, but it just doesn't run as fast as it used to. And I think it's just some degradation in some of the parts. So I'm just like, yeah, I decided to put in an operating system that wasn't so resource heavy. And I still can boot from Windows if I really want to, but I got like Ubuntu Linux on there and it is hot. It's one of my favorite free operating systems. I just love Linux. I'm a computer nerd. I could talk this shit all day. By the way, fun fact, if anybody wants to know why my teeth are yellow, turmeric root. So I was, you see that? Look at this chamber.
Were you gnawing on it like a beaver?
Well, so I had it in boiling water and it absorbed a lot of the water, but I was like, when I was chewing on it, I did a slow chew. I don't know why. I was too busy looking at my phone like an idiot. And I was doing a really, really slow chew and it just kind of like stuck on my teeth. So after this, I definitely got to brush my teeth for sure.
I saw you chew a raw beet one time.
Oh yeah. No, that stuff's good. I do it from time to time. I don't do beet as much anymore. My main go-to at this point is just like spinach and turmeric root. And that keeps me surprisingly spry. I'll say that. Keeps me feeling young.
Yeah, so, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I took some turmeric when I messed up my rotator cuff. It's like almost back to normal now, but I couldn't move my arm for like an entire like week and a half. I couldn't move my arm. And but I just started, I drank kombucha with turmeric in it. I kept sucking those back. I think that probably reduced the swelling a bit. But
I need to try to start drinking kombucha. I think that'd be good for me, just because it's got a lot of probiotics and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's big up here. It's probably big in Oregon, too. But
oh, yeah, no. If you go to a health food store, man, kombucha for days is all I got to say. Yeah,
but there's still lots of people up here who won't drink it. They're like, I've never had it. It sounds weird. I asked one person who seemed like a hippie, and I'm like, do you drink kombucha? He's like, no. I'm like, why not? He's like, well, I tried it. And she's like, it tastes like beer that wants to tell you about its yoga class.
Sounds actually, that makes me want to do it even more. oh man, that's funny though. Holy shit.
It's a yoga class in a bottle.
I appreciate it. Oh my God. That was fucking great. Oh man, dude, we're on YouTube Shorts, by the way, right now. Did you know that? We're being shown, those 13 people viewing as we speak, we're being shown across the algorithm to several, I call them victims, not viewers, because they have to see me shirtless. So they're victims at this point. But it's funny.
You should go for the record for the world's longest short video.
You'd have to go for the record of the world's shortest, because you can only go a minute long for any
short video. But isn't there a record for world's tallest midget? This sounds like the same thing.
I don't know how that works. Isn't there like a certain height qualification to be a midget?
Let me see here. Who is the world's tallest midget?
You could look like a midget and still be tall, oddly enough. I don't know how that works, though.
Some guy named Adam Rainier, who died in 1950. He was like, both a dwarf and a giant. How tall was he? Yeah, it says he was.
Did he start out?
You know what happened?
He started out as a dwarf and then grew.
Yeah, at age 18, he was only 4 feet tall. When he died at age 51, he was 7'8".
Oh my God.
He's the world's tallest midget.
He might have had a pituitary gland issue. That's crazy.
Yeah, he had dwarfism and then you got gigantism. He had a pituitary tumor, it said.
That's actually surprisingly a big thing for really tall dudes that look so. Like, if you look normal,
I got my Andre the Giant shirt on right now.
Oh shit!
That's what happened to him. He just kept growing until his organs gave out and he died.
Ah man, see, that's the thing, man, about giganticism, man. It's like, you know, there's a certain price to pay. Sometimes people just have really overactive pituitary glands, which is one thing. But like, once you're getting to like 7'8", 7'9", 8 foot, you're like, you need to do a brain scan. That's it's something. But
hey, speaking of giant people, did you watch today's Caleb Hammer?
No, I haven't watched Caleb Hammer in a while. So was he like doing a financial audit on like a basketball player?
No, just some girl who was really big, but she was from Oregon.
Oh,
and I think she was Spanish too, but she But her life was like a total mess. She was living out of her car. Oh, she had like a kid living with a mom in a hotel somewhere. And she had a husband who lived in Pennsylvania. And she was like in Texas. It was just chaos. And she owed all this money. And it's like,
that's wild. Yeah. Holy shit.
But she said she was from Oregon or something. So I was like, oh, that's wild. But yeah. Woo, that's what's going on. I just cleaned my apartment because some people might come over tomorrow. I'm watching the UFC pay-per-view. Here's what I'm cooking. I found this new recipe on censored.tv. I watched Maddie's Shitty Little Kitchen. And I made his ramen noodles with spicy peanut sauce and shrimp. And that was really good. So here's what I'm doing tomorrow. You take like sausage, like smoked sausage, like Polish, German, Ukrainian, whatever you got. You slice it up. You fry that. You put it in a pot with like onions, sliced apples, sauerkraut. A bunch of spices like caraway seed, maybe a little clove, some bay leaf, And then you cook it in beef broth and beer, like a dark beer. That's why I got the dark beer. And then you let it cook together, and then you eat it just like on like a bun with like butter or mustard or something. So that's going to make tomorrow.
Fascinating, man. Holy shit. I don't know what to say. That sounds kind of interesting, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, just a big scoop of onions and sausage and cooked in the beer with the spices. And you just eat it. So that's going to be my UFC food. So. Here, I'm meeting my niece tomorrow for the first time, sort of. I haven't seen her since she was four or five years old. And then our whole family got all messed up with drugs, and she ended up with her grandma and then her aunt and uncle. Anyway, I went to Child Protective Services. So I've been looking for her for years. I went there. I left them my information, and they found her. And she's living with her aunt and uncle. So they're coming to my town tomorrow for like to meet up. So I got her some presents. I'm going to give her $200 cash. Like, she's a big David Bowie fan. So I went to the David Bowie website, and I got a David Bowie wallet, and you can etch her name onto it. So I got that, and I'm going to put like cash in it. And then I got her a couple other little things. So, cause when you're an uncle, you're supposed to give cash. That's the whole point of being an uncle. But she's like 17 now or something. So, and I wasn't going to go to the Pumpkins Green Day concert at T-Mobile Field in Seattle in September. But if she wants to go, I might, cause apparently she plays guitar. She's a big music fan, so I might ask her if she wants to go. But so maybe I'll end up there.
That sounds awesome, man. Well, congratulations.
I'm going to buy a Biden shirt and when they play American Idiot.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, dude. Woo.
Yeah, so what's going on here? What's else new in Oregon? Let me see. Oregon news. Let me type that in. Oregon TV apologizes after showing a racist image. Yikes. Yeah, let's just go to Coos Bay.
That's all right. Everything's racist nowadays, so.
Let's see. World newspaper, Coos Bay. Let's see what we got here. I found a documentary on YouTube on Astoria, Oregon, and it's it's 30 minutes. I watched the first 5 minutes, and I got busy, but I'm going to watch the rest of it later. But
oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Marshfield advances 13 wrestlers to the state tournament. Hello, Marshfield. Are you a fan of Marshfield?
Oh, that's the high school I went to, man.
Nice.
It's Marshfield.
My hometown won the local wrestling tournament for this area. Again, they've won it 24 years in a row. And the team was sponsored by some liquor company this year. So it's like, that's what they do around here. You get drunk and you wrestle people. It's basically awesome. My hometown's basically ECW in the
90s. I appreciate it. That's badass. Holy shit. See if I can get, man.
Coos Bay graduate releases new book uncovering the mystery of a government lab. Is this the is that one they found in California? Oh no, this is an older lab. Another Marshfield High graduate. Marshfield sounds like the place to be. Yeah, what do we got here? Police blotter. That's what I'm talking about. Women arrested after single vehicle crashed down an embankment near Coos Bay. Did you see this? They crashed down an embankment.
No. Well, honestly, I've been kind of...
Their car's upside down in the woods. Holy crap.
Where was this at?
Kaya Di Balani, 22 years old. Do you know her?
22?
Yeah, this is the embankment. Is she okay? The embankment on Culver Lane, southeast of Coos Bay.
Was she all right?
Yeah, she's transferred to the hospital for observation, but she's okay.
Okay, that's good. As long as she's honestly, like, as long as everybody involved's okay, that's all I really care about. But holy shit, man.
Well, yesterday I go to get groceries. I'm walking back. We have a crack hotel in where I live. The city rented out some hotel and just puts all the drug addicts in there and I guess gives them free drugs to just do them in there. But some of them get kicked out. So they've started a tent city in the woods behind the crack hotel and someone lit someone's tent on fire. And I'm walking by and I see black smoke billowing out of the woods and no one's noticing it. People are walking by. I'm like, hey, anyone see that black smoke? I walk over and there's like 20-foot high flames. The woods are on fire. So I run up to like the crack hotel reception. I'm like, hey, you might want to call the fire department. And some guy in front, he's like, oh, I got it. He grabs a fire extinguisher and starts walking over there. He comes around the corner and he sees like 20-foot high flames. The whole woods are on fire. I'm like, that's not going to do anything. So eventually 10 fire trucks showed up. Some woman was crying because I guess it was her tent that some guy lit on fire, and I guess all her makeup got burnt or something. Oh, I don't know. Maybe she's a hooker. I don't know. But anyway, the flames were headed towards the Burger King too, because the Burger King was on the other side. Yeah. And I was like, we're finally going to get like an actual flame grilled Whopper. It was like the whole place is going to go up. And then, but the fire trucks all showed up and put it out, and I went home. But it's only a matter of time because their tent city keeps getting bigger, so it's going to eventually it's just going to explode into flames.
Man. Fucking wild, man. Holy shit.
Yeah. What else we got in Coos Bay? Let's see. Show me some Coos Bay. I love Coos Bay news. Let's see. Pirates earn all-state honors at volleyball. You a fan of that? Is that Marshfield too?
What did it say? Something about honors volleyball?
Yeah, the Pirates. What high school is that?
Oh, Marshfield Pirates. Yep. That's
Marshfield's everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, we've always been really big in sports. Our school, I know our football team has been, I think, on national news a few times because they're like really, really good. I think it was the year I was going there, if I remember right.
Yeah.
One of the years. I should have played football. I would have been a pretty, if I would, I would have just, all I needed to do is beef up. So I was like, already like almost 6 foot when I was in high school. So.
Yeah, you give an offensive line or something. I watch football. I watch the offensive lines. That's what I look at.
Yeah, no, I think I'm too much of a pussy to be on the offensive lines. I'd probably be more like a tight end or something like that. But
yeah, you could have been Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I think he and I are almost the same height. I think he's taller than me though, but by a couple inches.
How about that Super Bowl parade shooting? What happened there? But see, I don't understand, because I saw a clip earlier because Ann Coulter was on Bill Maher talking about, you know, the longer they go without saying who it was means like it wasn't a white male or something like that. But I thought they showed pictures of people they arrested already. But the thing is, maybe those are just suspects. Maybe they just didn't do the shootings.
Yeah, and it was a couple, I think it was teenagers who started it somehow. They had the gun.
There's like a couple of young teachers. Then there was some older guy who was apparently like a mass migrant and had like a Middle Eastern name. I'm not sure what that guy was, but
Oh, yeah, no, there is a pattern for sure in how they report it. If it's a white guy, they'll definitely show it. If it's any other race, they'll definitely hide it. It's just
okay, here normal we go. Reporting, North, man. North Bend police blotter. Just a lot of typical stuff. Trespassing, burglary, weapons offense. I like this one. 6:29 p.m. on January 29th. Counterfeit money at the 800 block of California Avenue. Someone's going around with counterfeit money.
Somebody's printing counterfeit money?
I don't know. It's on the 800 block of California Avenue. Do you know where that is? North Bend?
Yeah. So I do. I'm trying to remember.
Actually. Someone might have been trying to use it. I'm looking at it now. There looks like maybe a dry cleaner there and a restaurant, maybe Cafe Mediterranean. Oh, that's permanently closed. That place is closed. Though.
California. Oh, I do know where that's at. Oh, my goodness.
What else is around here? A library?
You should see Tiny's. See Tiny's Bar probably. And then North Bend Library, I believe.
South Coast Atlanta Club. What is this? City Center Motel, 3 out of 5 stars, free Wi-Fi. I see a mural. Oh, that's a nice mural. It's a sailboat. What is that? Is that a house? There's some house that's really weird. I think that's a house. Oh, look at this one. What else we got? Mingus Park, disorderly conduct, 9:36 a.m.
9:36 a.m.
Disorderly conduct, elder abuse, 2800 block of Ocean Boulevard.
Fuck. You know, I'm glad I don't look at the news in my local area. I'd just be depressed at how many people are doing fucking stupid shit. I never understand people who listen to like police scanners all the time. Like, dude, that's gotta be awful to listen to. Like, the only time I would listen to a police scanner is if you paid me to. Like, you'd have to pay me, like, $20 an hour to listen to a fucking police scanner. It just brings my anxiety up to no end. Like,
yeah, because it just goes on and on and on. It's just like, you know.
It's like, I couldn't watch the news 24/7, man. I would turn into, like, I'm already paranoid, but.
More counterfeit money on the 1600 block of Virginia Avenue. So there's someone passing around counterfeit money, apparently. Maybe they printed it or something.
That's another reason why I'm glad I don't accept cash when I do delivery driving. So like when you have the option to do cashless delivery only. And I only take orders that are paid with credit card or debit card. That's it. It's got to be paid right through the app. And that's why, like, because I don't feel like accepting counterfeit money, because I don't know I've never been in a situation where I've accidentally used counterfeit money, for instance. Actually, I wonder what the process would be like. Like, let's say
I've worked at a gas station where they give you the training on how to spot it and all that. But, you know, I'm not going to remember. If someone gives me $100, I'm just going to take it if it feels like kind of right. But Canada's got weird money now. Like, ours, it's made out of some kind of plastic now. And it's got, like, all kinds of, like, holograms. And part of it's translucent. And so it's harder to counterfeit.
Like, $100 bills, for instance.
Yeah.
The new ones that you see in the U.S., man, they look fake as balls.
Yeah.
They just look so fucking fake. Pisses me off. I'm just like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, you never know, you know, counterfeit money. It's like something like theft of bike. Yeah, that's about it. You pretty much get it's all harassment, disorderly conduct.
Yeah, you're not really seeing anything all that special when you look
at it. But are you making money through this driving? Because I've heard different things. Some people make a ton of money doing these deliveries. Other people say no, they're losing money, they're not making anything. I think it depends a lot on your area and stuff too.
It's simple. So location matters. The time you do it matters. The kind of car you drive definitely matters. Okay. The orders that you accept matter. So, for instance, the golden rule for me is when an order comes in, there's a few qualifiers.
Yeah.
I want it. So the dollar amount needs to, at the bare minimum, match the mile amount or close to it.
Yeah.
For example, if I get an order that's a $5 order, and it says 6 miles away, right?
Yeah.
That's a little over what I would typically, the mileage is a little too far over the actual dollar amount, but I'll take it anyway. Okay. You know, and why I'll take it is because one, my car is not a gas guzzler. Yeah. It just isn't. So because I have a very fuel efficient car, I can afford to take an order like that. Now, some people can't because they got gas guzzlers. So if you have a gas guzzler, you want to make sure that at the bare minimum, that dollar amount is matching the miles amount. Okay. So another example would be $10 order, 5 miles away. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal because you're getting a $10 order. You only have to drive 5 miles to the customer.
So out of that $10 order, how much money do you get out of it?
$10.
How much food they bought?
No. So when I'm only thinking about this from the driver's perspective, not from the
customer's
perspective.
So they might have bought like what, $20 in food?
Yeah, so they might have bought $20, $30 in food. I don't see how much food they purchased. I don't see that dollar amount. What I see is the money that I'm going to get as the driver.
Does that include the tip, that $10?
That includes the tip, yeah. So I'll see like a $10 order. The base pay for DoorDash, for instance, sucks balls. But I get tipped pretty well because I accept so many orders, I get the higher paying orders because I accept pretty much any order that comes my way.
Yeah.
I don't refuse really any orders, to be quite honest, unless it's a ripoff. Like if I've had one, no joke, that was a $4 order. Like I'm talking about, I would only receive $4 if I took it and it was 11 miles away.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck no, that's just too far away. That's not worth it. So you have to kind of pick and choose your battles. But for the most part, I pretty much accept just about any order.
But here's a question I have. What if you're a customer? Let's say you did that order and you were going to get $4. So who knows? It was an $8 order or something like that. And what if no one does it? What if no one can pick it up? Then what happens? Do you just not get your food?
Well, so that's a good one because you don't really. I don't know
how. You order something and no driver decides to pick it up and you just don't get your order. Do you get like a refund or something?
No, that's a super good question. I don't know because I've never actually, you know, the funny thing is I've never actually used DoorDash or Instacart to get anything delivered to my home. The irony is I've delivered for these apps, but I've never actually personally used them myself, which is so funny.
Like what if someone just orders some fries and a McFlurry and that's it, and no one picks up their order, and McDonald's has got it sitting there in the bag and no one comes, and it just sits there, and then the stores, okay, it's midnight, we're shutting down, just throw it away?
Well, no, what happens is usually the app will say, there's no drivers accepting your delivery. I think this is what it says. Because sometimes you'll see the same order come back on your screen with a higher dollar amount. And what that basically means, which is a good thing, by the way, what this essentially means is that you're getting it adds more incentive for a driver to accept the offer. And usually I will accept most offers if it's reasonable. Yeah. Like I'll give you an example. There was an order I accepted that was like, 9 miles away. And the total was $6. And I thought to myself, that is a ways away to accept. But I was like, you know what? I could go for a drive. It helps my acceptance rate. My car's fuel efficient. So fuck it. So I ended up doing it anyway. I was like, is it a waste of my time? A little bit, but I got to listen to music. It helps my acceptance rate. It's still $6. You know, if your car's fuel efficient, there's really no shame in taking that kind of order. But if I really mean it, if you have a gas guzzler, you'll definitely want to pick and choose your battles when it comes to like the orders that you accept. But so I'm glad I seriously, I get like at the bare minimum 30 miles to the gallon, even in the city with my car. So it's like, it's one of those hatchback Toyota Corollas. I love it. But,
so what do you do with all this extra money? Are you just investing it?
Yeah, pretty much investing it. I got nothing else to do. Well, I mean, I could obviously buy certain things. So like, a lot of the excess money that I have, I pretty much just kind of sit in my checking account. I just let it sit in my checking account until I decide what I want to do with it. Usually I just kind of keep it as a cash cushion. That's about it. Just in case I need to buy another phone, for instance, or just in case I need to buy another delivery bag, or maybe I got to take my car in for maintenance or something like that. I need to pay it as soon as I can. You know, it's good to have that extra money just kind of sitting to the side. Just for certain things, you never know when you need it, but most of it just goes towards investing. I put it into like, I've been swing trading a little bit. I've been swing trading just slightly. I've been doing it for the, SCHD, and you have to forgive me. I'm losing my voice a little bit tonight. But the SCHD, I'm going to try not to be too long with this diatribe, but, it's a dividend ETF. That has
like a major one, right? A lot of people invest in that one.
Yeah. It's fun to swing trade because I'll tell you why, in my opinion, it's a safe swing trade. One, they're pretty good companies that are in the ETF that they hold. Yeah. Two, in a bear market, it's actually great to buy it on the dip because the yield will naturally go up for the dividend amount. So you're getting the dividends for cheaper. Three, you know, you can keep buying it on the dip whenever you want with your cash reserves. And then eventually when a bull market happens again, you can then sell on the upswing, but it's fun to swing trade. So I never sell the SCHD until I get a profit on the share price. But when it's a bear market, I just kind of hold it and I take in the dividends and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then I'll take a quick profit. So I take little profits here and there. And then, so I swing trade the SCHD. Everything else in my portfolio, I buy and hold. I buy and hold and I take the dividends. But, if I'm going to swing trade anything, I want to swing trade something that I would be more than willing to keep in a bear market.
Yeah,
is my philosophy. So if you're ever thinking about swing trading, that's... I wouldn't say advice, obviously. It's not advice. It's more like a financial philosophy. I just love swing trading anything that I feel is something I would be more than happy to own otherwise.
Yeah.
In any condition.
No, I think PPCE, and he was never into ETFs, but now that he's kind of into them, that's one of his ones he's got, I think.
Yeah, I think SCHD is solid. It's I actually prefer the Vanguard The Vanguard High, I think it's the high yield dividend ETF. That one's personally my favorite. Yeah. That's one I actually like to buy and hold and not sell. The SCHD, I like to just, you know, buy it low, sell it high, and then do the process all over again and just make quick little micro profits here and there. And then take those profits and then just kind of reinvest the profits into other things that I like. Pretty much other dividend companies, other companies that just pay a good dividend that are, you know, have positive cash flows, well-managed, blah, 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 you know, the drill. Yeah. But,
I couldn't invest January because I got blindsided with having to like move. I couldn't invest this month because one, I had to pay for a bunch of stuff, some like custom frame thing. I left at the framers a month ago. I'm like, okay, that's done. I got to pay for that. That was like $500. And then I'm giving my niece a bunch of money. And then I had to buy some other stuff. So anyway, I just kept the cash this month for my work paycheck. I'm supposed to get back into it in March, but I'm stuck in around $30,000 in stocks. So by the end of the year, I want to pass $40,000 in stocks.
Honestly, that's incredible, yeah. Man. Dude.
But I only started in 2021, I think. Like mid-2021 is when I started. So
yeah. Mid-2021, damn. Get it.
But dude, honestly,
you're racking up a hell of a portfolio, man.
Yeah, January I passed $300 a month in dividends because one of my quarterly ones paid like a special dividend. So I had a $300 dividend month in January, but it's all on drip. So I want to get to retirement, maybe get a few grand going. And I've already won. I've already got an okay retirement set up, but let's just keep, pouring it in,
Oh, yeah. Nah, dude, I appreciate hearing that, man, because that's I just like knowing that you have a really good diversified. It sounds like you have a good diversified portfolio overall, and that's the most important thing. If you're diversified, and you're concentrated in good assets, I wouldn't say concentrated, but you know what I mean. You're fairly diversified, right? I can't remember how diversified.
Well, my main thing is an ETF. It's got 180 stocks in it or something.
That's pretty diversified, actually. As long as it's solid.
The other one I've got is a royalty trust that's got about 10. It has royalty rights on about 10 different companies. It's got an auto lube place. It's got a couple restaurants. It's got a real estate broker in it. It's got a tutoring company, a school tutoring company. And
telling me about this. Yeah,
they get royalty rights off all of that. And then I've got a DRI healthcare trust, which is they get royalties off of prescription drugs. They've got 10 prescription drugs to get royalties off of.
That is freaking tight.
But what's cool about DRI is they pay 7.5 cents a share dividend quarterly, but their last one of the year, the December one that pays out in January, it's just whatever money they've got left that wasn't paid out in the other 4 months. So what it said is 7.5 cents. I think it was 40 cents a share or something for the January one. So it's they take whatever that excess profit is, and that's their big payout is in January, which is cool. If you racked up a bunch of bills in December for the holidays, then this big check comes in January from these people.
Damn, man, that's kind of cool. Holy shit.
Yeah, but there's another, I'm going to buy some more ETFs starting in March. There's another one I like in Canada, HYLD. It's just another high yield covered call. It's probably the highest one in Canada. It's probably 11.5% or something like that. But they're really good. It's almost entirely U.S. stocks. And it's some of the stocks they got are index funds and stuff. But it does covered calls on them, and that's why it's a high percent. But I put it in a drip, and that gets me more than 10% a year in reinvestment. And so it's as good as growth, So.
I dig it, man. I dig it. Another thing is it's good that you have, I think it's good to have covered calls in a portfolio. I really do, because it adds that derivative income aspect to it. My philosophy is I try to only keep the covered calls to about, 5 to 10% of my portfolio.
Yeah.
If any, I usually keep it to 5% more than anything, but the rest of it is pretty much, I just invest in any ETF that is not actively managed, but just basically has low expense ratios. Anything that exposes me to an asset class like bonds, gold, stocks, anything that's reputable, really. A lot of the Vanguard ETFs I'm a part of, can't really name all of them off the top of my head, but I even invest in individual stocks, only buy them like one share at a time, though. But I just try. My goal really is just to be super duper diversified as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And just kind of go from there. But man, dude, I seriously, that's awesome, man. $30,000.
Yeah,
that's, that's okay. A damn good portfolio, man.
I mean, it's I started mid 2021, and then
you should be proud of yourself, man. $30,000 in a 3-year span.
Yeah, and that's just investing for dividends, you know. So, you know, I'm between $200 and $300 a month right now in dividends, which, you know, if I retired now and with a pension, that's even not bad. And that pays my cable bill or something.
Oh yeah.
So, but you know, it's weird, like Canada, because you know, when they had like the COVID lockdowns and all that, apparently 150,000 small businesses shut down permanently due to that.
Did you say 150,000?
Yeah, 150,000, like restaurants, cafes, who knows what else. But they kept Walmart open and all that, right? But yeah. The thing is, it's like I go to, you know, I try to go to this Chinese restaurant. This Vietnamese guy I know runs a Chinese restaurant here. So I go there because I'm going to like pick up my picture frame, and but I'm like a few minutes early and I haven't eaten yet. So it's 10:59 a.m. He opens at 11. I go there. And I can see him in there. He's kind of sweeping or something. I go to open the door. It's locked. He sees me. He points to his watch and says he's not open yet. I'm there at 10:59. You're supposed to open at 11. I'm just trying to get Chinese food. Like, and he's looking kind of like mopey. I'm like, it's like, are you trying to make money or not? Like, I've got my wallet right here. The money's about to come out. It's about to go to you. All I want is like some ginger beef. I'll take some noodle. And he just points to his watch and says, oh, we're not open yet. So I had to go across the street and get a hummus sandwich from some cafe. That's all they had. But that's what I mean. Some of these businesses, though, it's like, you know, first of all, you should be open at – the door should be unlocked at 10:30 with the food ready to go. You should be in a costume handing out free samples on the sidewalk, bringing people in, not sweeping and pointing to your watch at 10:59. So I might not even go back. I might just say, screw it. I'll just eat somewhere else. You know, some people still don't want to make money. They open a business and they're like, this is kind of annoying. All these customers. It's like, you should be dragging people. Anyway, that's my rant of the day.
I like it, man. It's a good one. Well, you see, the thing is, man, if you're going to run a business of any kind, you want to make sure you got systems in place, man, to make it to where, like, you know, do I have enough cooks available? Do I have, like, you know, the right cooking equipment, cleaning equipment? How streamlined is my business? You know, if it's a restaurant, for instance. But, like, I don't know. I honestly would be a shitty business owner. Like, I'm good at owning companies. I'm not good at – I should say I'm a bad manager. I'd be a shitty manager. Is what I would say. It's probably I'm a good owner, but not a good manager. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, he could be a owner. Like, it's just him and I think one other employee, as far as I can tell. And they just cook and you go in there and get it. That's it. But it's just like, you know,
sounds pretty good, man. This is supposed to be a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it's just the kind of thing you go up, you can get a 3-item, 4-item. He's usually got about a dozen things going. But he's got some weird stuff. Sometimes he'll have a Cajun chicken and like random stuff. But it's pretty good. You know, it's fast. It's decent. But I just think, you know, if you're a business, isn't this your whole livelihood? Isn't this how you pay your bills? And someone's there and you're pointing to your watch at 10:59 telling me the door's not open. It is like, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people. But yeah.
Now, sometimes some people get into a business, you know, at first they're very happy about it. And then I think the love of it kind of dies.
Well, also what happened is everyone in Canada is broke. The economy's like tanked. No one's going to restaurants. Stuff keeps closing. And so I think he's probably like, oh, I wish there was more business and stuff. But I don't know. You got to create more business. You got to do marketing. You can do free marketing. Just go out on the street, hand out free samples, bring people in, you know, stuff like Or make your food better. Like, there's all kinds of things you can do instead of just moping around, pointing to your watch at 10:59, telling me I'm not allowed in. And I've got to go across the street to some weird hipster cafe and eat a hummus sandwich. It's just like, you
know. Yeah. I will admit, I realized that tax return season's happening. I did my taxes and everything like that. Ooh. I get an okay. I get an okay return, but a lot of it has to go to paying like taxes on dividends and stuff, but I still get an okay return because they give us like a kicker credit in Oregon, so like it's kind of nice. It actually so there's like,
what's that?
It basically, Oregon got way too much money,
okay,
for their budget from the federal government or something like that. I can't remember how it all works, but they disperse it as a kicker credit, and I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll take it.
How much is it?
I think it was like $7.50 for me.
Holy crap.
What's funny about it though is they ask you if you want to donate it to the Oregon School Fund for public school, and I'm like, nope. I immediately put nope, because one, I think public school is trash. You can throw all the money you want at public schools, they're still gonna teach the same bullshit. They're still going to have the same bullshit Marxist teachers. It doesn't change anything. So I don't know. I think shoving money at public schools, like, I don't mind donating food or anything to public schools. That's fine, because I understand that, like, you know, kids need to eat. There's some kids that, you know, I get that part of it. That's fine. But like, when it comes to the educational side of it, you're not learning that much from public school to begin with, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, my niece, she's in like the alternate program. That's where they put the kids who are messed up. And like, maybe she got in a fight, or maybe she wasn't doing it. I don't know. But so I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow. Like, find out, is she cross-eyed? Like, I'm going to see what's going on with this. I don't remember being cross-eyed when she was five. We're going to figure out what's going on with this alternate thing. But that might be better. Like, a lot of people I met who didn't go to college and didn't do all this other stuff, you know, are actually doing a lot better. So I'm like, you might have got lucky by avoiding the main school. They might not have like been able to like drag you into some stuff that's not good for you. So.
Oh, without a doubt, man. Sometimes it is a better way to go. Yeah. Like, they're just, and honestly, public school's a pain in the ass in general. I did not have a good time. I did not have a good time at all. I'll tell you that. I hated it. No, it wasn't just that. It was like, I wasn't a big fan of like, I don't know. I just never liked it. There's just something about it, you know. Luckily, as I got taller, nobody wanted to fuck with me. I will admit, high school was better for me than middle school. So, middle school was a pain in the ass. A little skinnier, less coordinated, and more people wanted to fuck with me. But
middle school.
But as I got older, you know, and I got a little beefier, that's when people didn't want to fuck with me at all. And I was like, thank goodness. There was a point where I kind of made myself deliberately unlikable. Like, let's just put it that way. Like, I wanted people to think I was like totally psycho. We're talking about like Patrick Bateman level American psycho sort of thing. But
yeah, you know, so much of our cities are full of like drug addicts and zombies now. You kind of have to look like a psycho so they leave you alone. Like, you just got to come up with a demented face when you're walking around there, and then they don't mess with you, because then they think you're one of them. You can trick them into thinking you're a zombie, and then they leave you alone. They don't want to eat your brains.
Oh yeah. Usually I just tell them, I think the government's watching me or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, the government's watching me. He's coming to get me. And Joe Biden wants to fuck me. No, just kidding. YouTube, just kidding. Joe Biden loves me. He would never.
Whenever they've tried to talk to me lately, I always just say no English. And then I just keep walking. And I was like, no English. One guy goes, wait a minute, you said that in English. I was like, no English. Okay, I'm looking at a drone footage of Coos Bay right now. We're going over the bay. There's like another train tracks down by the water, it looks like.
Oh, you're just like looking at a video on YouTube or something?
Yeah, Coos Bay downtown drone tour.
There's actually that's awesome. Holy shit. I'll have to look that up.
I'm seeing, there's a lot of train tracks down by the water.
Wait, is it live?
No, this came out in, when was this video? 5 months ago.
God, that'd be awesome if they just had like a drone, like drone cameras just everywhere flying around. I would deliberately go outside naked, just run around and try to find out where the drone's at so I could be on camera.
Well, you know, there's some websites that capture weird stuff that happened on the Google Street View, you know, when the car was capturing it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That looks like a murder. And like...
God, that's so weird.
All right, we're traveling down Coos Bay. Oh, there's the stove store. What street are we on? Virginia Ave. We're going through the Virginia Ave intersection.
I remember back in the day, the Google car, I was actually at the park. It's like way back, so I doubt it's on Street View at the park, but... You probably would have saw me at one point on the street view now that I think about it, because I remember seeing the Google car go down the street, and I was like right on the sidewalk too.
Well, my hometown, Google Street View hasn't been there since 2015. So when you go on Google Street View, it's my town in 2015.
That's awesome. Holy shit. That's
like there's entire businesses have closed, blocks have burnt down from fires, but they're still in the Google Street View.
That's wild.
I haven't been in this town since 2016, I think. So it's just stuck like that. But we're flying over the Chevron gas station. Let's see. Where are we? Yeah, we're kind of in the – I see some islands. We're kind of coming up. We're traveling north, it looks like. Yeah, this is Coos Bay. There's a hill. I see some houses up on a hill. What is that? Are those food trucks?
Looking at the food truck lot. Yeah, that's
I see the food truck lot. Yeah.
That's actually where I get a lot of my orders.
Oh, really?
Well, I wouldn't say a lot of them, but like if I sometimes I'll camp out in my car for a little bit waiting for orders. I will say the people who order from the food trucks, they're definitely hefty tippers. They're usually pretty wealthy people. Like whenever I'll deliver to like these wealthy neighborhoods, man, like they're kind of up in the hills.
Yeah.
Pretty houses, man.
I'm looking at the hills right now. I'm seeing them.
Like there's some pretty sexy houses, man.
But it's fun to deliver. Is food truck food overrated? It seems like a little overrated.
It's definitely overrated. I like it every now and then. It's I will say this though, the 101 taco truck does it right. It does Mexican food right. Like they have this fat fucking burrito. Oh. Thinking about it just got me erect, but
Vancouver's got a few food trucks. It's a lot of like shawarmas, like those Middle Eastern like chicken wraps with the curry and all that.
Yeah.
But they got this one that's Japanese steak sandwiches. It's like a sandwich and it's got like an entire steak in it that's kind of tender, and then there's like, I don't know, wasabi mayo and stuff. Those are actually really good. But you know, it's weird though. You order it, you're standing on the street in the rain while they're cooking you a steak, like, and then you gotta find somewhere to eat it. There's sauce dripping all over your like clothes. So I don't love food trucks, but
yeah, it's not for everybody for sure. I'm occasionally like, no.
Is it Tioga? Is that a hotel in Coos Bay?
So it used to be back in the day a hotel, and then it got transformed into basically an apartment complex.
A what? Sorry, say it again.
Oh, it transformed into an apartment complex, basically. So it's basically apartments. I think they're pretty affordable, too. I wouldn't want to be in the Tioga building if an earthquake happened, is the only thing. It doesn't look very sturdy. And I would not want to live in that building. They've really renovated it well, but even though I doubt an earthquake will happen anytime soon, you know, it's just I just wouldn't want to be in that building. I just feel like that'd be too much.
Who's Steve Prefontaine?
Ah, one of the greatest runners. Very young. I wouldn't say very young, actually, but like he died pretty much. I don't really know his history that well, but.
I've seen a big Steve Prefontaine mural, and then I'm seeing what looks like maybe Jehovah's Witnesses. They got a bunch of pamphlets.
My buddy's parents live like right next to where he grew up, like the house he grew up in, like right next to it. It's crazy.
Okay.
But what's funny though is he's a very interesting fellow based on the interviews that I saw. He was very like a really good runner. He made it to the Olympics. Like, he was that good. Like, he, I think he even won a few gold medals, if I remember right. So yeah, he's just inspiration to many in this town, including myself, to be honest. I like people because it makes you feel like in a town, in a smaller town, sometimes you feel like you can never get out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or you feel like you can never be successful. And there's Steve Prefontaine being successful, you know, really right successful. On. And it's like, it fires you up. It fires you up, makes you want to go out and do as much as you can and see what you can accomplish.
Yeah, they got a big mural and everything. And
yeah, he's basically huge in this town. Like, he is huge.
Goose Bay looks good. I've seen a lot of, it's like very spacious, like a lot of big parking lots, big streets. It's like very, like, it's not all jammed together, you know, it's not too dense.
That's what I like about it. And also, not a lot of people live in Coos Bay. I mean, I wouldn't say like it's population's like, I don't know, 16,000, 17,000, I think, last time I checked. So, you know, we're a fairly decent size city. I like the fact that, you know, as long as I got a functioning car, I pretty much always have a job. That's always nice. But I don't know. It's fun. I like living in Coos Bay. I love living next to the ocean.
I'm watching this one right now. The video is called Coos Bay Exploring and Crabbing. Someone's going crabbing.
Nice.
It's like a 4-minute video.
Does it say Empire Docks?
Not sure. Let's see where they're going here. They are going to Oceanside Beachfront RV Resort.
It's probably a different spot then.
Yeah, they're at the Oceanside Beachfront RV Resort.
Hell yeah. I mean, really, all you have to do is just throw the either your crab ring or your crab trap in the bay. You're pretty much good to get crab anytime you want, as long as you got enough bait in that bad boy.
Did you ever see this time Gordon Ramsay went like diving for crabs?
Diving? No.
He was like in Norway or Sweden or something like that. But they drilled a hole in the ice, like cut a big circle out. He put on a scuba outfit and he dove into the water and he just swam and grabbed the crab. It was those giant king crabs that are like six feet wide with like their claws. And he just grabbed one by the claw and swam up and threw it up and he cooked it like right on top of the ice.
That's wild, man. What a beast. Damn, dude. That's Chef Gordon Ramsay. What a freaking monster, man.
We got a Chef Ramsay restaurant here now. The first one. It's called Gordon Ramsay Burger. And it's kind of got mixed reviews. Some people have said it's really good. Some other person ate there and got really sick, apparently. So.
Depends on who's running it. You know, if it's mismanaged and the people working there aren't cleaning it or keep it or cooking right. Yeah. So that could be a problem.
Yeah, it's very similar. Just burgers, a few appetizers, and I don't know, some drinks. That's basically what it is. So.
It's a good lineup, man. I like. Man, I got to go to bed here in a little bit. I realized I got some laundry to do in the morning. And,
I just started Gavin's show. I was watching Gavin, his episode today, and then I flipped on the YouTube, and then you were live. So.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure, like. I've just been kind of spontaneously going live. It's just like spur of the moment sort of thing. Like when I found out about the whole vertical live, I've been trying to do more of these to reach a wider audience on the YouTube short platform.
Yeah.
It's probably the audience I don't want, but at the same time, I'd rather have people hate my show than like it. So I figure my show doesn't really work very well on the short platform, but it's fun. Because it doesn't work on there. It might make people enrage. Like that guy was like, the guy right here was like, bro's teeth yellow as fuck. Which they are because I bit into fat turmeric root that was all juicy. But man, you got any last words for the audience or any philosophies, anything at all? I could throw out there, man.
No, I've done pretty good with my New Year's resolutions, which is watching less YouTubers react to old movies. So that's pretty good. I'm not watching any YouTubers react to music anymore. I'm cut off that.
Nice.
And I'm all eating at almost zero restaurants. I was looking at all my purchases, and it's all groceries pretty much for food. So it's been like almost no restaurants.
You're basically living the life that I lead.
But I've been cooking. You're living my life. That's awesome. I've been cooking left and right. Like, I'm just doing a ton of cooking. So I'm constantly doing new recipes now.
Yeah, I basically tell myself that the only time I go to restaurants is if my girlfriend wants to. I pretty much on my own, I'm always cooking at home. Always cooking. My pots and pans get so much fucking use, it's insane. Like, I'm always cooking, man.
Well, what happened was the grocery store near me had a deal on taco shells, like the soft burrito shells. Like, because you get points through this place, and it was you buy three, get 300 points. Ooh. And 1,000 points is $10 off of this store. So I was up to like 10,000 points. That's $100 off of groceries. But I'm loading up on these shells, so I end up with so many. I'm like, I'm just going to have to keep eating tacos until they're not 300 points anymore. Which maybe they took it down now. I haven't been there today. But
I need to get some soft freaking taco shells.
Yeah, I had a little green salsa, a little beef in there, some shredded jalapeno Havarti, and yeah, it was good. I was hitting with some chilies, but
yeah. Dude, I've been going ham on that Apollo pepper, the hottest.
Oh yeah, spirit. I forgot you got all the sauces.
Yeah, so I've been actually using it on regular sandwiches. I've just been using it as a sauce, and holy shit, dude, I've adapted. Like, the Apollo pepper doesn't affect me. Like, at first, when I first tried it, I was like, holy shit. Now I'll try it, I'm like, oh shit. But I'm not like, you know, I'm like, oh, it's still hot, but like, it doesn't, like, I just handle it better than I did the first time. So I've adapted to the Apollo pepper, which makes me want to try Pepper X, which is now the hottest pepper. It's called Pepper X.
Really?
Eventually, I'm going to get a hold of Pepper X because they actually have it. They have Pepper X.
Yeah.
I think they have it on the Hot Ones website, and I'll have to get a hold of it here pretty soon. I'm sorry, by the way, I sound terrible right now. I'm not feeling sick anymore, but my throat was so sore for the last couple days. It's finally starting to heal in some way.
Crazy. Well, hang in
there. But
cool, man. Well, I gotta go. I gotta meet my niece at some barbecue place at 11 tomorrow, and see what happens. Pumpkins concert in Seattle. It's not till September, but we gotta get our tickets.
Well, my man. Well, I'll let you get back to it, buddy. Get that rest, and I gotta get that rest too. Anyway, later, man. Good seeing you, brother.
I'll see you later.
All right, later, man. Bye. All right, everybody. That's my boy. My boy, Tim Smith. But I'm trying to think if I could lead off with a moment is in or something. I got nothing. I'm just fucking tired. I sound like Chris Collinsworth. No, that's not a good impression. But anyway, I've got more YouTube Shorts material than I can care to admit. But anyway, thank you guys. Love you, Joe Biden. Love you, Travis Kelce. Love you, Bud Light. You make me feel tight. And later, everybody.